Look, these developments in the South China Sea are all over the place in the media today, and of course we've had very early warning of the likelihood of these developments months ago from the former head of the Australian Army, Lieutenant General John Gray. I'll just read briefly about this. China's ambitions in the South China Sea are now causing continuing tensions with neighbours. Tonight these could reach a flashpoint after the permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague hands down a ruling expected to favour the Philippines' claim that countries around the South China Sea all have rights to exclusive economic zones within 370 k's of their coastline. Now, the court's likely to stress that the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which China accedes to, takes precedence over historical and archaeological references China's adduced, as well as over the nine-dash-line map China's nationalist government produced in 47 that encircles and thus claims virtually the entire sea. The most bizarre aspect of this coverage, and extensive coverage it is too in The Australian today, is that now they're actually doing tourism tours, basically involving people who are down there claiming this as the traditional right of China. They're very much nationalist or patriotic people who are down there basically cheering this newfound assertiveness of China in that South China Sea area. So very worrying developments, I would imagine, for a heck of a lot of people. I put a call through to John Gray. He's with me on the line. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, John.
This thing is worsening at quite a rate now. What's your comment on that?
Well, I think obviously we're waiting for the UN Permanent Court of Arbitration's decision from The Hague, which is due today. They've said they'll put out their decision. No one's sure of just exactly how that will come out. It's all about the law of the sea and the where countries can claim lawful exclusive economic zones. And part of the question, of course, that applies between both the Paracel Islands and the Spratly Islands is to what extent are rocks and reefs going to be considered, if considered at all? And I think the betting is that rocks and reefs will probably be excluded from the decision. Now, China has been developing some of the reefs and rocks into islands for itself. Certainly, China ratified the UN Treaty in 1996. So it said it in 1996, it accepted the treaty and would abide by it. But since then, it has said it will not take any notice of it. There, China is also saying it's got some 60 countries who are backing them. And interestingly, without all those countries having been named, what is known is that both Cambodia and Laos are both saying that they support China. Mm-hmm. And that is leading to a fracturing of opinion within ASEAN.
Yeah.
Now, the 49th meeting of ASEAN foreign ministers is to take place in about 2 weeks' time. But the chairman of ASEAN at the moment is the is with Laos. And so the countries of ASEAN are watching this obviously very closely. Singapore, for example, has said it takes no position and is calling for a restraint by all parties. And one of the reasons that that is being said is that when the Philippines referred its claim to the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, it didn't consult with its ASEAN partners. So it did it as a unilateral action. That's complicated things. The present and new president in the Philippines has said he's prepared to be more conciliatory and willing to share resources in the area with China, regardless of what the outcome is. Now, China, on the other hand, has been not only developing islands, it's now right now conducting a major Navy exercise in the South China Sea, and to make things even more complicated for international observers, the US also has an aircraft carrier and fighter aircraft and has significant forces and beefed up its forces within the area as well. So when you combine that with the actions by China to now rattle its saber by having these patriotic cruisers,
yeah,
which have only been going as far as the Paracels, But they took 360 down there. They sang the national anthem and raised a flag on a rock.
Yeah.
Then what we're seeing here is a very, very dangerous situation, in my view. And it's necessary for restraint to be shown on all sides. But what we are seeing is the determination of China to exert its influence and its power. And there are lessons that should come out for all international observers as to China, how China is behaving and what it also means. Now, there's also an article over the weekend in one of the papers which was pointing out that the Chinese language papers in Australia are being heavily influenced by the government of China, and the assertion was that those papers are told to either toe the party line and don't write anything contrary to the interests of the government of China, or they will lose all their advertising. Wow. And what's been happening is that companies advertising with them have been told that if the paper doesn't toe the line, then they are to stop advertising or they get no Chinese business. So the whole attitude of China now needs to be looked at very carefully.
Yes.
And today is one of those landmark days. What will fly over the next 2 weeks will be interesting, and it'll lead, I think, in ASEAN terms, it'll lead for that next foreign ministers meeting in 2 weeks' time.
Let me ask you this. With the United States involvement in this matter now, we'll be becoming more assertive, more prominent, if you like. Are we bound by our ANZUS commitment to be a party to this with America?
No, I don't believe we are. The ANZUS Treaty really is based on the sovereignty of our two countries and our sovereign territories. Now, none of the territories within this disputed area is deemed to be sovereign territory of the United States. The United States is drawn into it, though, because it also it has some guarantees with the Philippines for the Philippines security. So it's drawn in that sense, but that would not affect us, in my view, under the under our own treaty obligations with the United States.
All right, talk to me, though, about Australia's involvement, John, because in the past you've talked about basically the use of those waters by Australian warships, basically demonstrating to China that there is an international convention and we are prepared to basically live by that convention and activate our interests in those waters.
Well, I think that's the way, clearly the way Australia will go, in my view, would be to say whatever this ruling is from the Permanent Court of Arbitration, that we respect the ruling. We're also signatories to it. So it's very important to us because so much of our trade goes through these waters, and China is a major trading partner now as well. But we've also got a very close relationship with ASEAN. So Australia has got to try and be a friendly broker of restraint in this area. At the same time, it needs to clearly demonstrate to China that it will not accept something that runs contrary to the findings of this Permanent Court of Arbitration, whatever they be. And my suspicion is that they will talk about the free passage of trade and the fact that the territorial waters are based on land sovereignty.
Well, I thought
economic zones go out to 365 k's.
We're starting to cut in and out, so we better wind this up, John. Look, I just want to talk to you briefly, though, about something you've just revealed to us all. I'm sure lots of us wouldn't realise the extent of the, well, these appalling standover tactics by Chinese authorities when it comes to the reporting in the media of these activities. That really does, must ring the alarm bells with all in the West.
Yeah, I think it has to, John, and it's a behaviour that obviously people who believe in free speech and their own sovereignty won't take kindly to, and somehow or other, people have got to be able and be prepared to stand up to this. So we've got to really say this is unacceptable behaviour, and that needs to be taken up with China, quite clearly.
Yeah. Always good to talk to you.
It won't win them any friends, John, that's the thing. Not in Australia, anyway.
All right, John, thank you. That's the former head of the Army, General John Gray. Now, if you want to comment on those matters, do 1-300-872-911.